in Medford.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know, I've had a drink problem and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
The tears of the god.
I like what your t-shirt says. I'm with stupid and stupid's with me. Let's climb to the top of the state bridge.
Prime! tonight here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Our theme is Van Mania, and we are playing music exclusively by Van Halen, Vangelis, and Brand Van 3000. We began the previous set with the second incarnation of Van Halen, affectionately referred to as Van Hagar, because Diamond David Lee Roth was kicked out of the band and replaced by Sammy Hagar, formerly of Montrose and a solo artist. That song was Sucker in a Three-Piece Suit from an album known by its initials. Well, that's what it was named after. OU812. And that was a little bit of a dig at David Lee Roth a bit. A kind of inside joke a bit. And then we heard from Brand Van 3000 and Come On Feel the Noise. Vangelis, a Rick Deckard laden track, Blush Response from the soundtrack to Blade Runner. And then another Van Halen song with Sammy Hagar singing lead from their album For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge. And a supposedly funny acronym abbreviation for it encoded within. Top of the World. A pretty rockin' song. And then we heard from Ozzy Osbourne and Cautions. Well, more than Cautions. It's the stupidest thing ever. If you've been drinking, don't drive. Although up there with drinking and then going out driving is texting while driving. And, you know, as I go out running 5 times a week here, I am seeing so many people texting while they're blazing through intersections. Route 16, Boston Avenue. And your ability to operate a vehicle is impaired by more than the distraction that alcohol has if you're attempting to text or even be on the phone when driving. Just don't do it, as Ozzy Osbourne said. And also in that set, Brand Van 3000 again with Exactly Like Me, and finish things off Van Halen once again and Good Enough. During the course of my research for this show and learning more about Van Halen, and Eddie Van Halen in particular, one of the most impressive things that he did was to quit drinking. His father was a musician, and in order to deal with stage jitters, he used to drink before he went on. And when 12-year-old Eddie Van Halen was first beginning to perform and he was nervous and he asked his father what to do about that, his father gave him some beer to drink to calm him down. And Eddie Van Halen, from a very young age, was a daily drinker of alcohol. And at certain points, it just got completely out of control. But he kicked that habit. And one of the most memorable quotes that I've run across there was him describing it all. Eddie Van Halen said, "It's like God gave me one big bottle and I drank it all. I'm done." So I also wanted to mention to you that the Somerville Mobile Farmers Market delivers locally grown produce to various parts of the city with the goal of ensuring that all residents have access to healthy foods at affordable prices. Receive 50% off your purchase if you're a resident of North Street Housing or Mystic Housing, or for showing your SNAP card, WIC card, or Seniors Farmers Market coupons. The mobile market accepts cash, credit, debit, SNAP, EBT, WIC Farmers Market coupons, and Senior Farmers Market coupons. The Somerville Mobile Market makes stops at the following locations. On Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at the Council on Aging at 167 Holland Street. And then later in the afternoon on Fridays from 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. over at the East Somerville Community School. And that's at 50 Cross Street. And then the next day on Saturdays, like tomorrow, from 10:30 a.m. until noon, they're going to be over at the North Street Housing Development at 26 North Street. And then from 1 to 3 p.m., they're going to move over to the Mystic Housing Development at 530 Mystic Avenue. And if you want more information on that, you can go to SomervilleMobileFarmersMarket.wordpress.com. And this has been a public service message from the Mobile Farmers Market of Somerville and all the fruits and vegetables here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So, well, I'm going to start off the next set with a song by Van Halen that I first heard on WMFO. And as I mentioned, I was very much into Van Halen, the 70s and the 80s. And after Sammy Hagar joined them, I liked the rock and stuff, but I didn't go out and buy the albums, really. And this next song I heard on WMFO, and it starts off, as you will hear, with a very clean guitar. It's like a nylon string acoustic guitar with, production notes here, some very clean chorus and like a flanging effect. And it's definitely not the standard Eddie Van Halen guitar tone at all. But when I heard it, like, you know, the sounds of the fingers on the guitar strings and what he's doing, I wondered who it was. And all I could think of is Eddie Van Halen, like somebody who was influenced by him. So then I fired up the WMFO iPhone app, and the handiest thing I think, because I listen to it, I use it when I'm listening to the radio at my home, is to find out what's currently playing with the playlist, which of course you can also do by going to WMFO.org. And when I was hearing this song, it turned out to be Van Halen, a track called 316 off of that For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge. And well, Eddie Van Halen has had a couple of short instrumental pieces, and this is a great one. And so we're going to be hearing that and a whole bunch more Van Halen, a little bit, one song from Brand Van 3000, and one song from Vangelis that, well, you may have heard it before. It's got Martin Luther King in it. And he's telling a story that's about him and America and an assassination attempt by a demented black woman. But first, here's Eddie Van Halen in 316 on the Tears of the God sound collage on WMFO in Medford. Thank you.
After all, I'm a man and you're a woman. I can't think of a better arrangement.
My mommy never told me about this. Am I being a bad girl?
Now, give me good news about your daydreams. What kind of daydreams do you have? Of rock music, the discotheque scene, the highly rhythmic and loud music that carries you into a frenzy of dance, where you lose yourself in it, lose yourself in it.
Thank you. more for allowing me to be here with you. You know, several years ago, I was in New York City autographing the first book that I had written. While sitting there autographing books, a black woman came up. The only question I heard from her was, "Are you Martin Luther King?" And I was looking down writing and I said, "Yes." The next minute I felt something beating on my chest. Before I knew it, I had been stabbed by this demented woman. I was rushed to Harlem Hospital. It was a dark Saturday afternoon. That blade, the tip of the blade was on the edge of my aorta, the main artery. And once that's punctured, you're drowned in your own blood. That's the end of it. It came out in the New York Times the next morning that if I had merely sneezed, I would have died. Well, about 4 days later, they allowed me, after the operation, after my chest had been opened and the blade had been taken out, to move around in the wheelchair in the hospital. They allowed me to read some of the mail that came in, and from all over the states and the world, kind letters came in. I read a few, but one of them I will never forget. I had received one from the president and the vice president. I've forgotten what those telegrams said. I'd received a visit and a letter from the governor of New York, but I've forgotten what that letter said. Yes. But there was another letter that came from a little girl, a young girl, who was a student at the White Plains High School. And I looked at that letter and I'll never forget it. Said simply, "Dear Dr. King, I am a ninth grade student at the White Plains High School." She said, "While it should not matter, I would like to mention that I'm a white girl. I read in the paper of your misfortune and of your suffering. And I read that if you had sneezed, you would have died. I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze."
Negroes have listened to the trickery and the lies and the false promises of the white man now for too long, and they're fed up. They've become disenchanted. They've become disillusioned. They've become dissatisfied. And all of this has built up frustrations in the black community that makes the black community throughout America today more explosive than all of the atomic bombs the Russians can ever invent.
I cannot get there.
Tonight, here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, our theme is called Vanmania, as we are playing music exclusively from our three featured artists. The hard rock band Van Halen, one of the most successful in rock and roll history. And Vangelis, the Greek composer, producer, musician. And he's really good at soundtracks as well. And our third featured artist is the Canadian music collective Brandvan 3000. And we heard all of them in that last set, although we heard quite a bit more from Van Halen. In fact, a total of five Van Halen tracks. Heard one, began the set with 316, which was an instrumental piece, which I had heard at one point on WMFO without knowing that it was Van Halen. But even though it was a nylon string acoustic guitar, it sounded an awful lot to me like Eddie Van Halen. And it turned out, of course, it was. And then we heard from the eponymous first album, Feel Your Love Tonight. And Brandvan 3000 gave us Gimme Sheldon, followed by two more Van Halen songs, an instrumental with Eddie on a nylon string acoustic classical guitar. Spanish Fly was the name of that track. And then another Diamond David Lee Roth era hard rockin' song, Drop Dead Legs, from their 1984 album. Vangelis and Martin Luther King Jr., the Plastic Sushi, I'm Glad You Didn't Sneeze remix of La Enfant. And we finish things off with Van Halen once again and Unchained, one of their absolute best songs in my mind. You know, Eddie Van Halen, he's not a skilled craftsman, or more particularly we call somebody who works on guitars and who knows what they're doing called a luthier. And Eddie Van Halen certainly built a lot of guitars himself, but he's basically, it's through determination and trial and error experimentation. He's, that said, he's had a tremendous influence on electric guitar design. His original attempts to combine Gibson and Fender guitars were a bit crude but effective. And we can give him a lot of credit for coming up with a particular hybrid style of guitar design called Super Strats. And he's also had quite an influence on the way he's decorated his guitars with different color stripes, tape, and Schwinn bicycle paint. I've got one guitar, a black guitar, that I decorated with yellow tape in the style of his number two guitar, which is now buried with Dimebag Darrell of Pantera and his other band after that before he was murdered. And the story on that is Dimebag had asked, and Eddie Van Halen had agreed, that Eddie would make him a copy of that yellow and black guitar. But Darrell was, Dimebag was killed before that, and Eddie Van Halen brought that guitar, his original one, to the funeral, and he laid it in the coffin for his friend. Well, we've got one more set for you, and unfortunately, Chase Carson will not be able to come in and do the time tunnel tonight. He sends his regrets and his love to his listening audience. But that's going to give me a chance to go over just a little bit as I conclude this Van Mania theme. And we're going to have, we're going to sandwich a Brand Van 3000 song. Yeah, Drinking in L.A. in between two Van Halen songs. The first one will be an instrumental. And, well, we'll see you on the other side of that when we close things down here. Or actually turn things over to Rick Deckard. Oh, yeah, we're going to do that. But here's our final set of Van Mania. Doing time.
Tickets to the Brand Van concert happening this Monday night at the Pacific Palisades. But you can all in if you want to answer a couple of questions. Mainly, what is Todd's favorite cheese? Jackie just called up and said it was a form of rock for. Let's see if it's that.
Give us a ring ding ding. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, Todd, this is Liquid. Ring a ding a ding. And I want those three Brand Van tickets, man.
Surprise, a mafioso story with a twist. A two-wrong fool, Julie, you are here to get your ass out of bed. He said, I'll explain it on the way. But we did nothing,
absolutely nothing that day. And I said, what the hell am I doing drinking in L.A. at 26?
Blaring out the G-Funk, sipping on juice and gin. Just me and a friend, feeling kinda groovy, working on a movie.
Yeah, right.
But we did nothing, absolutely buckets that day. And I'll say, what the hell am I doing drinking in L.A. at 26?
Put my mind on my money and my money.
Trader Vic's.
in the history of the world as the merchants of obscenity, the teachers of unnatural sex acts, had available to them the modern facilities for disseminating this filth.